Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, we will be set to start in a few minutes, seconds rather. So let me give a few seconds for everybody to be seated and we'll get going. Okay, so dear friends, the panelists here, Your Excellency the First Lady of Turkey, let me, on behalf of the High Commissioner, welcome you again to the Global Refugee Forum, the first event which gives us the whole world to come together and look with perhaps much greater detail, much greater fervor, much greater preoccupation of both the things that all of us have done and continue to do well, but particularly those for which our greatest attention, our greatest collective action is called for as we move forward in doing more, in doing better, in finding solutions for the people that we are all entrusted to care for and that we care for. Today, we focus in particular on perhaps one of the most compelling preoccupations in the humanitarian domain: preventable maternal and child death. The world over, 285,000 cases, but particularly in refugee and displacement settings, in which we still have by far an unacceptable level of preventable deaths on both the maternal and child side. What this session seeks to do is for us to look at that problematic together, and in the spirit of what the Global Refugee Forum is asking all of us to do, what commitments can we make? What actions can we resolve to take? How can we do much better? We shall draw from everything that we shall hear and perhaps conclude on one or two things. So how are we going to do it? So we will start with a lay of the land in which my colleagues from WHO, UNHCR, and UNFPA, they are seated to the left, will do. They have promised me that they will try and make it as fast as possible, but to place here before us some quick bumper sticker pieces of information and issues which hopefully we would then try to revolve some of the discussions that we will do here together. So that will be the first part of the presentation that we will do. Then we have a panel. That panel is made up of Dr. Lalese, the coordinator for reproductive health. First, these are my colleagues that I'm introducing. Dr. Lalese, who is the coordinator for reproductive health at WHO. My UNHCR colleague, Dr. Edna Muturi, and Ms. Nadine Cornier, who is from UNFPA. That is the team that will lay the land for us. Now, the panel that I was talking about. That panel has the Minister of State for Primary and Health Care from my own country of origin. I am from Uganda, but the Minister of Health will lead that panel. Some of you were at the event where we recognized the Nansen Award winner, who is seated second from the right. That is Dr. Evan Adaha, who has done more than any one of us will ever do in our lifetime in working for health in displacement context. So we'll hear next from Dr. Adaha. To his right, is Alosia Donofrio, who is the Vice President and the Head of Technical Excellence at IRC. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you my friend, Her Royal Highness Princess Sarah Zaid. I have here about half a page of her bio, but let me just say that she's probably one of the strongest advocates that we all know about in maternal and newborn health. She's a champion for UNHCR in this area. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Turkey is host to the single largest population of refugees in the world today. Some 3.5 million refugees, mainly from Syria, who started arriving in that country in 2011. In that country, hundreds, thousands, I should say, pregnant women and newborns have been born and continue to be cared for in the Turkish public health system. We are very, very honored today to be joined by the First Lady of Turkey, Her Excellency Emine Erdogan, I hope I have said that correctly, who has kindly accepted to join us here and to share with us from her perspective, from the unique position that she occupies in that country, the experience of her country in providing this care to mothers and children, and of course to the larger population of the people that we care for as refugees in that country. So after we hear the presentation from the colleagues, from the panel, and before we turn to the discussion from the floor, we'll hear from Her Excellency, who will share with us her experiences. So you have not come here to listen to me. So without any further ado, I would like to call upon the team that will lay the land to please do the presentation. Over to you.